Yeah, that's from this pasuk. Maybe it means no from drinking. Maybe he was weak, he was tired because he didn't drink. And the Gemara miksiv the nefesh ha'yefon. So they say the water came into the nefesh, like from drinking water. Al nefesh ha'yefon ksiv. It went on top of the body. Mashma, like he didn't take a shower. So you see, not washing yourself, that's called an inun. So that's how we know so far, sicha and rechita. For the Gemara unilas asanda minolan. The Mishnah says another inui, you're not allowed to wear shoes that has leather on Yom Kippur. How do we know that's called an inui? That's called putting pain to your body. The Yechsir of the Pasuk says by David, for David oile b'malo azaisim, oile uvoichem, for rosh loy chofui, v'hoilech yochuf, that his head was like uncovered, and he was going also barefoot. Yochuf mimai, what does it mean he was like, it was uncovered? Lav menilas a sandal, he was going without shoes. And we had by David before that what he did was inui. Moses says, no, v'dilme mesusio or metakio. Maybe it means he was going barefoot, doesn't really mean without shoes. It means he had to walk without a horse and without a whip. He didn't have a metakio, he didn't have a whip with him. So that's called he was going like barefoot. But not really without shoes, maybe he was wearing shoes, just meant for him to have to walk. That's called the diginui. Elohim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Mehoch, from this pasuk. Pasuk in Shayoyu. Leicho fasachto asak, meyal mos necho. His go and take off. Like open up the sack, Miyal mastecha from your thighs. And take off the shoes from your feet. See the pasuk says, "Vayas kain hoylech orum vayochav yochav." He was going that way, orum, like not wearing anything, and he was going yochav barefoot. So why the pasuk mashmir was going without shoes? It says like, take off your shoes and now you become Yochov. So Mashma Yochov means without shoes. What do you mean you're bare? Lav Manila Sasandla means you're bare foot without wearing shoes. So the more no, V'yema b'miloyim hametuloyim. Maybe it means he was wearing shoes, but they had holes, patches in the shoes. That's what it meant. Nilo Temoch, if you don't say like this, Orim, that's what it says, he went Orim, undressed. Orim, Mamish, doesn't mean Mamish not wearing any clothing. That can't be. Ella bibgodim b'luyim. He meant he went with torn clothing that had patches on it. It means he went with shoes that has patches on it. But again, we have Mariah, he went barefoot. So you have Mariah, Yochav means without shoes. So how do we know going without shoes is called an inui? Elom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Mehocha. Pasuk says, Menor raglecha meyichov. Like hold your feet back from going barefoot. In other words, don't go barefoot. Ugranecha mitzimeya. And don't let your throat go thirsty. Don't hold water back from your throat. Menoy atzmucho min achet. And hold yourself back from doing a chet. That means, kidei shlo yovi raglecho l'dayichof. In order that your regal, your feet should not go barefoot. In other words, if you do chatoyim, you become poor, you won't have shoes. Shrashi b'seischo b'goylo. You'll have to go into golus. If you do chatoyim, you'll have to go into golus, and then you're not going to have shoes. Manoi l'shoncho medvar matelim. Keep watch your tongue from not talking dvar matelim. Kadesh lo yovi groincho l'deitzoma. That you don't have to come to thirst. So that's the right here that Yochav means not wearing nilas asand, not wearing shoes. So here we see by David Melech also meant Yochav, he went without shoes, and we know what David did is called an inui. So merely we know going without shoes is called inui. It's called you're putting yourself into pain, and that's how we drush him on Yom Kippur. Also, it's also to wear shoes that has leather on it. By the then Tashma Shamita. The Mishnah said, not the fifth thing that sorcery is to have Tashma Shamita, to be with your wife. The Yifred Gemara, the Ikri Inun Minolon, how do we know that, like, not having Tashmash is called putting pain to your body? The Yechsir of the Pasuk says, Im Tanes Benoisai, like Lovin told Yaakov, he made him swear, like, I don't want you to make Inu to Painik to put pain to my daughters. The Yim Tikach Noshim, he told him two things. Im Tanes Benoisai, don't like put pain to my daughters, and don't marry other wives. V'im tikach noshim. Yeah. So what did Lovi mean to say? Im tane mitashmish. I mean, don't put my wife and your wives into pain by not having tashmish with them. So mashmish, having tashmish is called hanor, and not having is called an inui. V'ayta v'im tikach mitzoris. And who are they? I don't want you to marry other wives. Shrashi is biyoy. First is I don't want you to stop having Oino, but not to be with them. And second, Lovin wanted
that Heshbiyoi Kemashmo Shloyesov Lansoris. Don't marry other wives. For the Gemara, no. The Eima Idi Vidi Mitzoris. Maybe both in Tanem, the Antikach both means from Soros, not having other wives. Don't give my daughter's pain by marrying other wives. In other words, it's like explaining itself. What does it mean in Tana? What does it mean don't give them pain? By imtikach, by taking otherwise. For the Gemara, miksev imtikach. So it says, if they take, that maybe means to explain what imtana means. The imtikach siv, it says end. Mashm another thing. Like Lavan told Yaakov two things. One thing is, don't give inui. Don't give pain to my daughters. And secondly, don't marry otherwise. So you see the first thing of imtanes benoisai means not to give pain to them by not having tashmish with them. No, v'yema idim idim mitzoros. Maybe both means taka not to marry other wives mitzoros, and it's not explaining it, but there are two different ways of not having other wives. Maybe chad letzoros idei. In other words, Lavan gave each one a shivcha. There's Bila and there's Zilpah there. So maybe first he told Yaakov, you stay with Rachel and Leah, they should be Yikr wives, and don't go to the Shvachas. Don't make the Shvachas Yikr. The Chad, Litzaras, the Yasin, Leah, Mialma. And secondly, Lavan wanted Yaakov not to marry other wives. So maybe both of the Psukim mean Imtane, and Imtikach both mean not to hold with the other wives. Either don't, like Rashi says, Shilayasa, Bila, the Zilpa, Kivirois, Shavas, Lem, don't make them like Leah and Rachel. And that was one thing. And then he tainted, don't marry other wives. So maybe both psukim are talking about marrying other wives and not tashmish. And the Gemara, dumyo di imtikach. Yeah. Miksev imtikach v'imtane. Does it say, first take and then tane? Imtane v'imtikach siv. It says tane first and then v'imtikach. Now if you're going to tell me that they're both talking about tsaris marrying like somebody else, so the imtikach for sure means don't marry other wives. Now that's a bigger tsarum. It's much worse for them if he's going to marry other wives than just making the shvachos greater than they are, or shavas with them. So usually when you want to swear somebody, you swear the bigger thing first and then not such a big thing. So if you're telling me now that tikach means not taking other, more wives, and imtana means the four that you have right now, don't make the shvachos equal to rochav aleihem, he should have first said v'im tikach, and then he should have said v'im tana, because the biggest thing is say first. So since he said v'im tana first, mashma that's something by itself, and that's a terrible thing also. So if, like we're saying, v'im tana means he meant to say, don't keep away not to have tashmish with them. And secondly, don't marry other wives. So that's the raya that tashmish amitah also means inui. So tomorrow, omalei rav papa labaya. Rav papa told labaya, hai tashmish gufa, tikru inui. I have another pasuk that says Tashmish living with your wife, that's called Inui. The pasuk says Vayishkav Oiso Vayaneho. It says by Shechem that when Shechem lived with Dina, the pasuk says that Shechem lived with Dina Vayaneho, and he gave her a painuk. You see, the Indian of having Tashmish is called pain. Well, there he did it the wrong. There he did it. He forced her. Omel is at the Maranein. Hosa maybe Sheina Mebias Acheres. There the Inu means something else, that he didn't have more Tashmish with her. Rashi says, "Meviyas acherus shoy simisav aloy dina wanted to be more with Shechem, for loy bo aleho biyoynosa vayomim shom de etzloy that and Shechem didn't live with her. So that was the inui. For the shemati sheinu meviyas acherus shabo aleh shloikadak. That's what it means. I mean, he gave her pain. He gave her pain taka because Shechem was boil her shloikadak. All right. Tana rabbanim." Also, lirchoitz miksas gufay, kechol gufay. On Yom Kippur, it's also to wash even part of your body, like your body. Not only to take a shower, wash your body, any part of the body is also. Like we spoke out, either it's an issur of the Rabbonin, or else the Ran says it's an issur of the Raisa. And the Rabbonin have a right to explain exactly when the Torah asked it. Now, Shenkein, v'imhoye meluchloch betit, let's say your hands are dirty, uvitsoye, you have schmutz on your hands, is then Rochas Kedarkoi. You're allowed to wash your hands. V'yena Choshish, you don't have to be afraid of it. So if you learn this only with the Rabbanan, it's very good. The Rabbanan said not to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, but they themselves says, Dob, when you're dirty, there will be Mekah will let you wash yourself. But if you learn as Asim Midiraisa, how could it be mutter to wash yourself when it's dirt? I am Midiraisa Tzosser. That's what we spoke out. That's the way the Ran explains. That these shittas that learn that these five inuyim are Asim Midiraisa, it's together the Torah left it up to the Rabbanan to explain the Torah to say when it's Tzosser and when it's mutter. So Rabbanan saw fit to say that when your hands are dirty, there will be matzah. We want you to be clean on Yom Kippur. So it's not called like an inyan of tainug, that you're having enjoyment, but therefore we'll let you wash yourself. So the Rabban like explained the Torah that the Malkim, you have dirt on your hands, then you're allowed to wash yourself. And that's the halacha. Weiter. Ose losoch miksas gufa kol gufa. Sicha, rubbing yourself. It's also to rub even part of your body, one pinky, just like it's also to do the whole body. Let's say a person was sick. You had like boils on your head. You had like blisters there. And you're scratching it not to give yourself pleasure, but push to take away the pain. Then you're allowed to scratch yourself. You're allowed to rub yourself, I mean. You're not to be afraid. Same thing. Either the Rabbanim or the Rabbanim is mutter. Yes, the Rabbanim saw fit to say the Midiraisa also with mutter. Maratono Devei Menashe. We have Shimon Megamliel Oimer. Ma'adicha isha yodeho. Yodo achas. An isha is allowed to wash one of her hands, b'mayim, in water, on Yom Kippur. For noisenas paslatinik. And she's allowed to feed her child because the nurse, in other words, she wants to wash her hands to make her hands clean before she feeds her son the food. She doesn't have to worry about it. She shouldn't say, aye, it's also to wash in Yom Kippur. For this purpose, it's mutter. See, it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, madiches yodo. Why does she want to wash her hands? Lefisha ruach ro shur al alechim. Ha nilkochim biyadayim. Shloi notlam shachris. Rashi's mash because she didn't wash negovasa yet. So Rashi's mash mikra din on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash negovasa. The three times you wash your hands in the morning when you wake up to take away the ruach ro, that's also to do on Yom Kippur. Only here in Isha that wants to feed her child bread, so she's going to touch her hands on the bread, so the bread is going to get this ruach ra. That's going to be harmful for the kid. So then you're allowed to wash your hands. But if you don't want to feed your son bread, you're not allowed to wash negavasa, according to Rashi. V'shei mashei shifter. This shade about negavasa, that's called shifter. That's where Rashi learns. Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Tosis learns, Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, to below the sin is pasta tenek mutalito yod of shachris, like we do. And Rabbeinu Tam Shifter is, no, you're allowed to wash your hands three times in the morning when you wake up. Even if you don't want to feed your children, Yom Kippurim. It's not worse than we learned. If your hands are dirty, you're allowed to wash off your hands on Yom Kippur. So now that your hands have this ruach ra on them, you didn't wash negavasa yet, pshit, you're allowed to wash them off. So taisa shit there is, you're allowed to wash negavasa in the morning. You're allowed to wash your hands three times in the morning. So why does our Gemara talking about now that an isha, before she feeds her son, she's allowed to wash her hands? So taisa says there's a new pshat. Taisa says, interesting. If you want to feed a kid that's 4 or 5 years old, there's a new ruach ra that goes upon the bread. Unless you wash your hands first. Make the kid choke. If you don't wash your hands first. Even though you wash your negavas in the morning, still you have to wash your hands a second time. So Tzai speaks out, Rabbi Zoi, how come we don't do like that? Nobody's mocked me now in the middle of the day to wash your hands before you feed your kid. As I says, "Ama shayr lemei nizorim achshav v'zeh lefishay naisa ruach ro shayr rabielu hamalchiyos kemoi shay nizorim ala giloi v'alazugos." Hey, this ruach ra doesn't apply to us as manas anymore. Just like we're not afraid of zugos anymore and giloi, you're allowed to drink water that was left open overnight. So therefore, then this ruach ra doesn't apply anymore. So Kol Purim Teis learns our Gemara is a new type of ruach ra. It's something wrong that when you want to feed your kid that's 4 or 5 years old, you have to wash your hands before you give him bread. So therefore the Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, the isha is allowed to wash her hand. It says, Omru Olov al Shammai Azokin. It was said about Shammai Azokin, Shalai Rotsa Lahachol B'yod Yachas. He did not want to have to wash his hand on Yom Kippur, so he didn't want to feed his kid food. He didn't want to wash his hand. The Gozer Olov, and the Chom Dem were Gozer on Shammai Azokin, no. Lahachol B'shtei Yadayim. They made him feed his kids with his two hands, then he's going to have to wash both hands. In other words, teach him the halacha. Now, my timer, what's the reason why are you supposed to wash your hands before you give them bread to eat? Rabbi Yemishum Shifter. Mishum des ruach ra, des malach, des mazik, kol shifta is on the bread or on your hands. So the Rashi learns it means when we wash hands in the morning, that's the ruach ra. And the way Tosfos learns is something special that comes upon when you want to feed your 4 or 5 year old kid a bread, it, this mazik comes there. And it doesn't go away unless you wash your hands first. Tana Rabbonim, learn to the price like this. If somebody's going on Yom Kippur and he wants to visit his father, or he wants to go visit his Rebbe, or Pnei Misha Golda Mimenu, or he wants to go in front of somebody that's greater than him, Lav Dafka's Rebbe, another Talmud Chacham he wants to go visit, is Oiver at Savor B'mayim, even though there's a river in between, and the Rebbe lives on the other side, your father's on the other side of the river, so you allow the Mamish walk through the river, even though the water Mamish comes up to your neck. V'yena Choshesh, even though there's an Isser Mechitza, not allowed to wash yourself, but this is not called the washing that you're enjoying. This is called you want to go someplace. You're allowed to walk through the water to get there. Iboilu. And befrat, you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. You want to go see your father. You want to go see your Rebbe. Or Talmud Chochem. What about the opposite way, though? Iboilu. Harav Eitzel Talmud Mai. What about if a Rebbe wants to go visit a student? What's going to be the locha then? Toshema. The Yom Rav Yitzchok Bar Bar Chona. Ano Chazitzel Ziri. I once saw Ziri. The also legabe Rav Chia Barashi Talmidei, that Ziri the Rebbe went to his Talmud and he went through the water on Yom Kippur. So you see, even for Rebbe to go to his Talmud is also mutter. Rav Ashi Yomano, Hahu, that story was different. It was Rav Chia Barashi who, the Oz legabe the Ziri Rabbi, it was just the opposite. It was the Talmud that went to the Rebbe. So you don't have a clear writing from this story. Rava was matter the people that are living on the other side of the river, and that's where they were living, and they had their field, their peri, their orchards, was on the other side of the river. So they wanted to go through the river on Yom Kippur to watch, to be nota, to watch their peris. So he's matter for them. He was matter them to walk through the river on Yom Kippur. That's not called a rechitza, shopaining. You're not doing it to enjoy yourself. You're doing it to walk on the other side. Shrashel and Turei Peris, Peri, Shoyel Hem Pardesim B'Ever Anor. They had their Pardes, the orchards on the other side of the ocean, the river, and they wanted to walk over it to watch it. They weren't doing business. They just went to watch it. That's Mutter. Omalei Abaye the Rova. Tanya the Messiah, I'll bring your Raya to you that's Mutter. Shoyimrei Peris, people that their job is to watch the orchards, over and out Savarim B'mayim. They're allowed to walk even on Yom Kippur. It's up until the neck in water. They ain't choshen. They don't have to be afraid. They're allowed to walk through. So you see clearly it's not called the rechitza of tiny. That's also. This is mutter. So tomorrow, Rav Yosef, Sharulhu, Levnei, Beit Tarbu. Rav Yosef was matter for the Talmidim that lived in this place, Beit Tarbu, Lemerva B'maya, to walk through the river on Yom Kippur, Lemeis Lepirka, to go to the Rebbe, to go to Shir. Rashi, Beit Tarbu means Shem HaKfar. His rabbi was matter, the people, the Talmidim, Rabbi Yosef was matter, the Talmidim living in this city, this town, called Beit Tarbu, to go to the Drosha on Yom Kippur, and they had to walk through the river to get there. V'yena Choshesh. Lepirkinim. Now, Lemezel LeSharulhu, but to come home after the Drosha, to walk back home, he wasn't matter it. His Amalei Abaye told to Rabbi Yosef, you should know, Im Kain, Atom Achshilun Lassen Lavoi. If this is going to be a psak this year, next year they're not going to come. The drash l'shana cheres le'yavoyu. Hoyav le'yitar to le'avar esamayin lachzer. Since the Talmidim will see we're going to get stuck there, we'll go to a drash, we'll have to stay there the whole day, won't be able to come home, because you're telling me you can't come home on Yom Kippur, you can't walk back through the river, so they're not going to go in the first place. So therefore the psak should be a smut even to come home. And Ika the army, some say nechanami. Shorilu lemeisei v'shorilu lemeisel. He was matter the Talmidim to go to the shir, even though they had to walk through the river. And he was also matter them, he allowed them to come home. Omalei Abaye. Bishleima lemeisei l'chayim. Bishleima to go, they understand, is to learn Torah, to get chayim. El lemeisel my taima. Why were you matter them to walk home? There's no purpose, let them stay there. But there it is, they shall attain machshun losel lovoi. That we wanted to make it easy for them to make sure next year they'll come back again. If the dish will tell them they have to get stuck and they can't come home, they won't come again next year. Rav Yehuda of Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yehuda, Hevi Kaimei Aguda Denorum. They were standing on the bank of the river, Amavro de Chatzta,
on the Mavro of Chatsa, Rashi Mokim Ma'avar Hanor Mul Chatsa. It was the other side of this place called Chatsa. Ve'vi Koi Rami Bar Papa Ma'achisa. And Rami Bar Papa was on the other side of the river. Is Rabalu Koila. So Rami Bar Papa screamed, shouted across the river. Ma'u Lemevar Lemesla Gabaychu Lemishol Shmaitetum. Am I allowed to walk all through the river right now to come to you to ask you questions in Halacha? Omalei answered back, Rav Yehuda, Omalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, the Armatavayo, they both said that Halacha is over. You are allowed to walk, like we had before. You're allowed to walk, L'dvar Mitzvah, you know you have to walk through water. Obavado, providing, Shlo Yaitzi Yoda, you can't pick up your hands, Mitachas Chafak Chalukai. You have to make sure your hands always stays down, keeping your like shirt, your jacket down. In other words, you should not come to pick up your jacket. Rashi says, "Chamachmas tacha mitachas chafas svas chalukai the rim the hem of your jacket lagbia shule chalukai." In other words, you should not come to pick it up. Al zroyei, because the you're going through the river, so you want to pick up the bottom of your jacket and put it on top of your shoulders. Partially, your jacket shouldn't get so wet. So you want to more pick it up and put your jacket on your shoulders, that's usur. Because even on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk that way. There's an issa carrying. That's called you carrying your jacket. Drashi, the ain't the nearer kamalbush, it's not looking like it like a malbush, like a clothing anymore. Elakunoise aksaif, it looks like you're carrying it on your shoulders. The Yamamar, we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos, Hayyotzi batalis mukafelis. If somebody goes out with his talis folded up, aksaif, on his shoulders, b'Shabbos chayiv chatis. So mainly when you walk through the river here, you have to make sure you don't pick up the bottom of your jacket to put on top of your shoulders, because that's like you're carrying it, and you're not allowed to carry on your kippah. That's like you can't carry on Shabbos. Maski v'lo Rav Yosef, uvichoyel ki hagavne mishari, is it mutter to go put yourself in such danger to walk through a river up until your neck, even in the weekdays, that mutter, the chur says hakona. V'aksiv, the pasuk says nicheskel, v'yomid elef v'yama. He measured 1,000 amis. This goes, and we'll have later, we had this Gemara once before, that from the Kodesh Kadoshim, it came out a stream of water. And the first 1,000 amis, the stream was very small. And the further and further the stream went, the bigger and bigger the stream got till it came to a big, gigantic river. So it says, first he went out of the Kodesh Kadoshim and he measured 1,000 amis. And he passed over the water. The water at that time only came up to his ankles. That's all. Mikan shemut alavra lafsoyim. That avad, you let him walk through water that's only up to your ankles, you can walk through it. Then the pasuk says, Vayomad elef, he measured another 1,000. Vayomad elef, Vayama, Vayomad elef, Vayavarenu b'mayim, Mayim birkoyim. He went over the water that came up ready to his knees. So mikan shemut alavar al ad birkoyim. You let it go through water even though the water comes up to your knees. Then the apostle says, Vayomad elef, Vyavirenu mei mosnoyim. That he went through the water, he measured another 1,000 amas away, and then the water came stronger and bigger, it came up to his thighs. Is mikan shemut alavar al ad mosnoyim. You let it walk up until even though the water comes up halfway up, still it's mutter. Mikan v'yelach, Mashenkin, after that, the pasuk says, Vayomod elef, he measured more, nachal, ashaliochol avor. He measured more, and the water was so strong, when it comes more than up than your thighs, more than halfway up, he couldn't walk over it anymore. So you see, once the water comes more than halfway up, it's a danger to walk through. Loyochol avor, I can't go through it, the pasuk says. So you see, once the water comes higher than midway up, it's a danger to go through. And the Gemara Amar Abaya, Shani Nachal Radifin, Maya. They were talking about a Nachal, a special river, that river was very strong water. So that water is dangerous to go through. But regular water, calm water, a lake, is mutter to go through, even though it's up to your neck. The Mariochi Avrenu Besichai, maybe you could walk through it, maybe go through it swimming. Maybe swimming should be good. And the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Talmud Laima, Pasuk says, Ki go hamayim mei sochai. My meisochay, what does it mean meisochay? Shayutit, shayuta, that he can't even swim with such strong water, he couldn't swim it. Shekenker in the shayta seicha, says like shayta seicha, say also socho means like swimming across. He couldn't even swim across.
Yeah.
weiter. Yoch yavrenu bebruni katana. Maybe go across the door in a small ship, a small rowboat. Talmudloima baal telech boy. No, you can't go through what the pasuk says. You can't walk through this. The baal telech boy oni shayit, that he couldn't go through it. We even with a small rowboat. Yochi Avrena Babruni Gedola, maybe with a big ship could go through. Talmudloima, the end of the pasuk says no. That Tzi Adir Lo Yavirenu, even with a big strong ship, you can't go through this river. Lo Yavirenu is my master with Kremetagun Rabbi Yosef.
Lo Tozo Bay Besvina Tzayodin, you can't go through with the big fishermen boats or Bruni Raps in the big ships. Lo Tzuguzenu cannot pass by this. In other words, through this river that the water goes through by very fast, even these big ships can't go through it. Even the Malach HaMoves can't go through this river. You see, even the Malach HaMoves can't go through this river. Here it says Shait, and there it says Meshait Boris, and talking about the Malach HaMoves there. See, even the Malach HaMoves can't go through this river. All right, we'll stop here. We'll see more about this river later on tomorrow's daf.